passengers of the ride-hailing service Uber may notice something different about trips in Philadelphia. The driver may make a few stops before arriving at their destination. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, Uber's new carpooling service is catching some by surprise.
Nearly 2 weeks ago, Uber launched Uber Pool in Philly. And here's an Uber driver describing the new feature.
You'll request an Uber Pool, and we'll pick up a rider that's taking a similar route, and you guys will basically split the fare for the Uber ride.
That's Andrew, who didn't want to give his last name. He says when someone uses the Uber app now, two options automatically show up. One showing the price of a regular Uber X ride, and then the lower cost of an Uber Pool ride. Uber passenger Maria Zeeb says that makes the decision easy.
Yeah, it was the first option that came up, you know, looked cheaper than the other one, so I figured why not.
But not everyone is embracing the new feature. You have to opt out of the carpooling option, so if you're not paying attention, you might find yourself sharing a backseat with others accidentally, and maybe making other stops before yours. That has annoyed some passengers, and as Uber driver Adam Ben-Hodger says, not all drivers are on board.
Probably, you know, they don't want to waste time because picking up this guy, and they go the second one, pick him up, and they'll go the third one, pick him up, then drop the first one, then go pick up another one.
And multiple stops on the same route doesn't mean more money for drivers. Meanwhile, the Philadelphia Parking Authority's attorney, Dennis Weldon, says Uber is still unregulated by the city, and therefore illegal. What does he make of Uber Pool?
Basically, kind of turns into a bus service, right? I mean, it starts to look like a bunch of people that don't know each other getting in the vehicle at different places.
In New York City, some are capitalizing on the random selection of carpooling. The New York Post calls Uber Pool the best new blind date spot. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.